It is good to see everyone who is out with us this morning. I do see some who are visiting for the holidays. We're so glad that you're here. We pray that you have a safe trip back when you do head back. It is the holiday season, which means that really from here on until the beginning of the new year, many of our members are going to be traveling all over this country to see family. Some of them will be traveling, all of us will be traveling at some point over these next this next month, month and a half. So let's continue to remember all of our brethren in our prayer. I appreciated Brother Gary doing that in his prayer this morning. It is good to see those who have made it safely home. I know some have already done some traveling, and I know you're going to be heading out again. So we'll pray for you as you make those journeys, and I request that you pray for my family as well, because we will be doing a little bit of traveling as time goes on. You know, as I was preparing for this sermon, I was doing some research and came across some pretty disturbing and troubling facts. Did you know that now married adults divorce 2.5 times more often than they did just 20 years ago? And if we go back 40 years, they divorce 4 times as often. As of the mid-2000s, as you determine and factor in various issues within a marriage, and adultery was not one of them, but as you factor in various things, it was determined that between 40 to 60% of new marriages, we're talking about people who had never been married before, 40 to 60% of those were going to end in divorce. And 33% of those would end in divorce within the first 10 years. Here's the statistic that really surprised me. I would never have thought this. For the first time in our country's history, up to this point in the year, and there's not much year left, so I don't think things are going to change. Up to this point in the year, this is the first year ever when more babies are being born to unwed mothers than are being born to those who are wed. I would never have guessed that. But it's true. It has been said, as the family unit breaks down, the country must necessarily break down with it. I believe that's true. And I believe all we really have to do is just look around to see that it's true. But I want to tell you something else. Broken families, broken homes, they're not things that are only happening to folks outside of the church. They're things that are happening to Christians. And the church is hurt. The church is wounded when the families that comprise it fracture and when they fail. Last Sunday morning, I mentioned to you, and we looked at some of the things from it, that interview that I came across, where 5 Christian couples combined in their marriage for 307 years. They were interviewed. And they were asked, what is the secret to your marriage? Why is it that as we look out there in the world, we see so many people, so many couples breaking up and marriages failing, some within just a few years after they began, if they go that far? What is it that has allowed you to maintain this marriage as strong as it is? And getting stronger as the days go by. What is your secret? And we noticed their secret was not a secret at all. Those marriages were built entirely upon the foundation set forth in the Scriptures for a godly marriage. And as we considered the things that they said, these Christian couples, the things they themselves said were the reason for their success, these were the things that we've seen thus far. Each one of these families, each one of these couples, was absolutely devoted to Jesus Christ. and to the church that he died to establish. You may recall, we looked at some of the quotes that they set forth. And they were saying things, making it clear that when the church and the family conflict, when there's conflicting plans, the church wins. The church takes precedent. Devotion to Jesus Christ and the church he died to establish. But also, they weren't making up their family as they went along. They made it very clear that they were trusting fully in God's plan for the family. We all have failings, even those who have been married for a long, long time. And one thing that they were willing to do was bear patiently with the failings of their spouse. And we were also able to see they were willing to love one another without selfishly holding back any of themselves in their marriage relationship. All of those are good. All of those are important. But what the most important thing was, we were able to see this wasn't just something that they created, something that they came up with, as if the quotes that they give, the interview that they gave was the determining factor in things, as if there was authority emanating from them. No, we were able to see these are Bible principles. And we were able to see this is God's plan set forth all throughout the Scriptures, not just in the New Testament, but from the beginning to the end. Well, this morning, we're going to continue considering a couple of the things they set forth as reasons why their marriage has preserved. It has maintained. And not just that, it has gotten stronger as the years have gone on. And we're going to notice something again. These are not secrets. This comes directly from the Scripture. They resisted worldliness. And they never, ever placed their trust in material things. Look at some verses with me, if you will. Let's start by going over to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, we're going to read verse 15. Luke chapter 12 and verse 15. And then we're going to go right over to 1 John 2. Luke 12 verse 15 says this. This is Jesus Christ talking. And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Go over to 1 John 2. Let's read verses 15 through 17. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. This passage says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eye,